Welcome back to the Carolina Journal Radio. I'm Mitch Kokai. If you haven't spent much time thinking about the potential danger of an electromagnetic pulse, or EMP, our next guest hopes to change that situation. Dr. James Carafano is Vice President for Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So EMP, people may have heard that term, and many of them don't know what it is. So what is it?
Right. So there's two reasons why people should worry about it. One is because it could happen. And the other is if it does, what it might do. So electromagnetic pulse is exactly what it sounds like. It is a flush of electromagnetic energy. And if it's high enough, it's massive, much like when you had a flood of water go into your plumbing system in your house, your pipes are going to burst. If you had a flood of electromagnetic energy, it potentially could short out electrical systems. So how do you get a big, giant, massive pulse of electromagnetic energy that might change the way we live? And there's two ways. One is you can detonate a nuclear weapon. We know that how that happens because we did nuclear tests back in the day, and some of them were airburst tests. And when we did the airburst test, we discovered that when you do most nuclear weapons for military use, it was called a low airburst, right? So you detonate it close to the ground, and the reason why you do that is you want the maximum amount of energy to touch the earth where your target is, right? So if the electromagnetic pulse, which was generated by a nuclear weapon, if it might affect an electrical system, you wouldn't notice because the other effects of the nuclear weapon would melt it or blow it up or destroy it. So what happens when you detonate the weapon in the atmosphere or in space? Well, what happens is the physical energy, the explosion, the fires that result, that dissipates, of course, but nothing stops the electromagnetic energy. So it blossoms and it's line of sight. So it just keeps going until it touches something. And like all forms of electric energy, like think of lightning, right? It's going to be attracted to an electrical system. And if it's a massive amount of energy, it could burn out that system. And we discovered this when we had these nuclear tests, and the lights in Hawaii started to dim, and the monitoring systems kind of went crazy. So an enemy could detonate one large nuclear weapon over the United States and potentially take out the entire electrical grid. Now, the other way that could potentially happen is something called space weather, which is a wacky term, but that's what the scientists call it. And that is the solar flares that are kicked out by the sun. And we've all heard about or seen about that. You know, sometimes maybe your cell phone goes a little wacky, or your TV antenna goes a little crazy, or they say airplanes may be having a little problem communicating or something. But what happens if you have a massive solar flare? And these occur on intervals of around hundreds of years. And that would look very much like the massive flood of electrons that would come out from a nuclear weapon, but it's generated by the sun. We haven't had one of those since the turn of the 19th century, and nobody cared in the turn of the 19th century because there weren't many electrical systems. But if it happened today, you would have this massive thing. So what's the problem there? And the fundamental problem is the loss of the electrical grid. If you lose the U.S. electrical grid, that is a life-changing experience that nobody has experienced in our lifetime. We actually did some research because nothing like that's ever happened. So we tried to mimic that would do by understanding what other kinds of disasters. So we looked at large-scale blackouts in cities. We looked at large-scale weather events that take out infrastructure, earthquakes, and trying to understand that and then scale that if you had a weapon that was big enough to cover the entire United States and Canada, or if you had a massive solar flare, which could potentially cover an entire hemisphere. And the one thing we discovered is the one thing the United States can't survive is the loss of its electrical grid. By some estimates, 90% of Americans will die. And that seems weird, I think, to people because, okay, so let's say the grid burns out. What's the big deal? Well, there's no transportation networks. There's no communication networks. Hospitals don't work. People can't keep their diabetes chill, insulin for diabetes. So the loss of medical care, the loss of heating and cooling systems, the loss of transportation systems, they think about 90% of America would die or die of exposure or hunger or disease within a year. So when it's all said and done, is it a likely event? Well, there's no way to predict probability for that. We know someday there will be a massive solar flare. We know that the technology already exists to deliver a weapon like that. So it's possible. Nobody can give you odds. But here's what we can say. it's arguably maybe the only thing which could affect the United States, which is actually truly genocidal, right? We have 330 million Americans, 90% of them dying. There's very, very few other threats that could happen in our lifetimes, which might equal that. So that's why it may be something worth being concerned about.
That is the voice of Dr. James Carafano, Vice President for Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. So it sounds awfully scary. 90% of the population could die because of one of these things. But there is something that we can do to help prevent the damage, right?
Sure. I mean, there's two things, right? One is, in order to have an EMP effect on a large scale covering a massive geographic area, that's line of sight, right? So how do you get line of sight to geography? You get very high. If you're very high, you're looking over the mountains and everything else, right? So you want to detonate a nuclear weapon, what's called at apogee, which is when it's at the high point of its trajectory, right? So it radiates downward, and you want a very big nuclear weapon. So one way to deal with that is to shoot the missile down before it detonates, right? So missile defense, which is a kind of a multi-purpose protection. I mean, the missile defense doesn't care if somebody's shooting a missile at Los Angeles or they're doing an MP strike to take out the U.S. electrical grid. The missile defense is just going to shoot the damn thing down. So I think comprehensive missile defense is a kind of a one-stop solution for that type of EMP genocidal threat. Then you get to the solar flare question. We're not going to shoot the sun down. There's a couple of things we could do, though. One is early warning. Even light isn't instantaneous, right? And electromagnetic energy has to travel here, and that's going to take on the order of 30 minutes or more. And so if you have adequate early warning systems of your space weather event and you understand the scale and the thing, there are some mitigating effects you could take to mitigate the threat, right? You could shut stuff off, right? Because if an electrical current system, if it isn't operating, right, it's not going to attract an electromagnetic charge. There might be some other mitigating effects you could take in your infrastructure to ensure that you could start up again. The key thing is you have to be able to turn the electrical grid back on. You can have an outage of a couple hours and days. I mean, we've all experienced that. I mean, we've been in outages that maybe last 2 or 3 days.
Ice storms, hurricanes.
But you have to be able to get the national. When I say the national grid, you know, if you're a Canadian, dude, you're screwed, right? Because it's actually an American Canadian electrical grid. So anything that happens to us on our grid is going to happen to Canada. So it's actually a joint problem between the U.S. and Canada. But you can't have the grid be out for more than a couple of days. Certainly not on a large scale. So that means you have to have some way to mitigate the effects of that. And I think that's where the debate is what's for the right cost benefit, what's the right combination of mitigation techniques that you want to use to protect against solar flares? And then I think, you know, we should be moving rapidly towards comprehensive national missile defense, because there are, I think, increasingly more states with long-range weapons and nuclear weapons that can reach us. And I just don't think a genocidal attack is something that we should leave on the table.
Well, as the debate moves forward, we at least want people to know that there is a debate and that they should be paying attention to the electromagnetic pulse and the threat of an EMP attack or the solar flares. Dr. James Carafano is Vice President for Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we'll have more on Carolina Journal Radio in just a moment.